listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our teaching on the Word of Wisdom by addressing an urgent topic: counterfeits, cautions, and common misunderstandings. Not everything that sounds spiritual is from the Holy Spirit, and in these last days, we need discernment more than ever. Our key verse is James chapter 3, verse 15. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. This week, we have talked about what the Word of Wisdom is, why it matters, and how to recognize it and receive it. But today, we need to go even deeper into a subject that most people try to avoid, and that is what this gift is not. Because when it comes to operating in the gifts of the Spirit, especially ones that involve speaking or giving counsel, the danger isn't just in missing the gift, it's in misrepresenting the giver. So let me start with this. The Holy Spirit is not the only Spirit speaking in this generation. And just because someone sounds wise or even quotes scripture, that doesn't mean what they're saying is from God. Paul warned us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. That means that he loves to sound spiritual. He loves to twist truth just enough to confuse people. And that's exactly what false wisdom does. It mimics the Word of Wisdom, but leads people in the wrong direction. So today, I want to expose three major dangers. Number one is counterfeit wisdom that comes from the flesh or the enemy. Number two is misuse of the gift that leads to manipulation or pride. And number three is misunderstandings that keep people from walking in the true gift. So let's start with the first. Number one, counterfeit wisdom: earthly, natural, and demonic. James chapter 3, verse 15 could not be more clear. There's a kind of wisdom that sounds impressive, but doesn't come from heaven. James says it is earthly, natural, and demonic. So let's break that down. Earthly wisdom comes from the world. It's based on trends and logic or cultural thinking. It's often self-help wrapped in spiritual language. Natural wisdom comes from the flesh, emotion-driven, ego-driven, fear-driven, or ambition-driven. It sounds reasonable, but it lacks the Spirit's peace and purity. And then we have demonic wisdom, and that is deceptive. It may use spiritual language, but it's meant to manipulate, control, or lead people away from God's will. This kind of wisdom often appeals to your ego. It tells you what you want to hear, and it avoids confrontation. It glorifies the person speaking, not the God who gives. And too many believers fall for it because they're more impressed with the charisma than with the person's character. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 gives us a critical warning. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether that they are from God." If there's ever been a time to test the source of a word, it's now. Because not every word is from the Holy Spirit. And if we don't learn to test the voice, we'll end up trusting the wrong one. So how do you discern if a word is counterfeit? We must ask ourselves, does this word align with Scripture? Does it exalt Jesus or elevate a person? Does it produce peace or pressure? Is it coming from a spirit of humility or of pride? Does it convict or manipulate? If it fails that test, walk away. Number two is misuse of the gift. And this is when wisdom becomes weaponized. So let's take a second to talk about this danger, because this is an incredible misuse of the gift. And this happens when people start to operate in their gift without the fruit of the Spirit. When wisdom becomes a tool for control instead of love. When someone starts giving words that aren't submitted to Scripture, leadership, or the Spirit, and calls it revelation. Let me say this plainly. Just because you have a gift doesn't mean you're mature. And that's why Paul sandwiches a chapter on love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 between chapter 12 and 14. Because gifts without love are dangerous. You can have the gift of wisdom and still operate out of bitterness, offense, or arrogance if you are not walking in the Spirit. And this is why Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. A person who constantly gives words but refuses correction is a red flag. Someone who uses their gift to dominate every conversation, correct every believer, or elevate themselves as a spiritual authority is not operating in the Spirit of Christ. Real wisdom is humble. Real wisdom is willing to say, I think the Lord is showing me something. Can I share it with you in love? And real wisdom knows when to be quiet. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27 says, one who withholds his words has knowledge, and one who has a cool spirit is a person of understanding. So what's the danger here? The moment that you start speaking without being led, you shift from spirit-led wisdom to soulish advice. And soulish advice can be just as destructive as demonic deception, because it's often given with good intentions, but in the wrong spirit. Let me be more direct. If you give someone direction and they follow it, and it leads to pain or destruction because it wasn't from the Lord, you are accountable. That's why we have to walk in the fear of the Lord when releasing a word of wisdom. Not fear of people, but reverence for the God who speaks. Now, number three is misunderstandings that limit the gift. The third danger is not counterfeit or abuse. It's just simple misunderstandings, and this is where many believers miss out on walking in this gift at all. So here are a few common misunderstandings. Misunderstanding number one is, I'm not spiritual enough to walk in this gift. False. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the gift is available to you. You don't need a pulpit. You don't need a title. You just need to be surrendered. Misunderstanding number two is the word of wisdom is only for big life-changing decisions. Also false. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you in the everyday, whether it's parenting, business, ministry, conflicts, or a creative strategy. The word of wisdom applies to every area of your life. Misunderstanding three is, if I miss it once, I'm disqualified forever. Absolutely not. The disciples made mistakes. Peter was rebuked. Paul had to correct churches, but they didn't quit. They learned. They grew. And so will you. The goal is not perfection. It's obedience, growth, and humility. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16 says, for a righteous person falls seven times and rises again. So if you've missed it before, rise again. Repent if needed, learn from it, and keep walking in the Spirit. Now let's take a moment to explore what healthy wisdom does look like. Because if we're going to avoid counterfeits, abuses, and confusion, we need to have a clear picture of the real thing. So here is how you can recognize true spirit-born wisdom. It's spirit-led, not self-driven. It points people closer to Jesus, not toward the speaker. It brings clarity, conviction, and peace. It aligns with the Word of God. It reflects the fruit of the Spirit, especially love, gentleness, and self-control. And it glorifies God, not your gifting. Now, here is where it gets practical. When you believe the Holy Spirit is giving you a word of wisdom for someone else, ask yourself, have I prayed about this before speaking it? Am I willing to be wrong and be corrected if I missed it? Does this line up with scripture and godly counsel? Am I delivering this with humility and love or pride and urgency? Am I willing to leave the results in God's hands, not force it to happen? If you can't answer those questions with confidence, pause, pray, surrender again, and wait until you know the word is right and your spirit is ready. Now, as we bring this to a close, let me say this from the bottom of my heart. The word of wisdom is one of the most beautiful gifts of the Spirit, but it's also one of the easiest to misuse. Because it deals with direction, it influences decisions, and it can open doors or shut them. It can bring peace or confusion. It can lead someone closer to God or further from His will. That's why we need to walk carefully, reverently, and humbly. But don't let that make you fearful. Let it make you faithful. Because when this gift is submitted to the Lord, grounded in love and wrapped in humility, it can change lives. It brings healing. It builds the church. And it releases heaven's wisdom into earthly situations. So I encourage you, walk boldly, but humbly. Desire the gift, but don't chase the spotlight. Submit every word to Scripture, every impression to prayer, and every opportunity to the feet of Jesus. Now, tomorrow we will finish this series by talking about how to grow in this gift. How to stir it up, practice it in faith, and walk in it with increasing clarity as the Spirit leads. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.